I teased last night on the show that Zach Hample is going to be with us, and I told you I'm not going to tell you what he does, but I think you're going to enjoy our interview with him. He's here in the studio. I will just label him baseball record-setting ball catcher, and he's America's record-setting catcher of fly balls. He has snagged more than 6,500 Major League Baseballs in his life, and he is attempting to catch game-used baseballs at all 30 Major League ballparks. And also, for every ball he catches, Big Sunflower Seeds will donate $500 to purchase youth baseball and softball equipment to underserved communities around the world. And, of course, we're heard around the world, so very appropriate to have you with us, Zach. When you think about what you do, it must be that you love baseball. I was thinking about it, and I thought, in the final analysis, you just must love baseball.
Yeah, you could say that. That would be a safe thing to say. You know, I've been catching baseballs and going to games for more than a couple decades. The way I describe it is that it's sort of my version of playing fantasy baseball. You know, I love running around the stadium. It's how I get my exercise. I like to think alongside the managers and try to figure out, you know, who's going to hit and run, who's going the opposite way, who's likely to go deep on a 3-1 pitch, how to position myself in the stand. So it really helps me to keep focused and really just enjoy the game as feeling like somewhat of a participant.
That makes me think that you must be a scout in a sense. In other words, knowing exactly who's on the mound, what kind of pitches they'll throw to batters, what the batter tends to, his weaknesses and his strengths as well. Does that help you out?
Absolutely. Knowing if a pitcher is prone to getting ground ball outs versus fly ball outs, if he's a strikeout pitcher, even what the weather is, if it's cold, if it's humid, if the ball is going to carry farther than it normally would. All of these things I have to take into consideration, along with the size of the crowd and how strict stadium security is and whether there's a cross aisle or a standing room section where I can run left and right, because you never want to be trapped in the middle of a long row of fans. That's the worst way to catch a ball.
I like you already. Let's go back and put this into perspective. First of all, how old are you?
35.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm 12.
Let's go back to your first baseball game, not the first ball you caught, because I'll talk to you about that, but tell me how old you were when you went to your first baseball game.
I was 6. It was bat day at Yankee Stadium in 1984. I brought my glove. I was dying to catch a ball. I'd already been watching baseball on TV prior to that. Cameras would follow baseballs flying into the crowd. I saw fans just going crazy when they got their hands on them. So, you know, my parents didn't know anything about baseball. We didn't even know that there was such a thing as batting practice. We aimed to get there in the first inning, hit traffic, got lost, arrived in the third inning, straight to the upper deck, long row of fans. I'm shorter than everybody, absolutely no chance. And I went to games for 6 years after that before I found out about batting practice. And when I was 12, I finally got a ball tossed up to me by a Mets pitcher during BP at Shea Stadium.
And the first ball you did catch, that was a home run ball, or maybe it was a foul ball?
Well, I remember my first foul ball was in 1992. I was 14 at Shea Stadium, and it landed a few rows behind me. I turned around in my seat. It started trickling down the stairs. I ducked under a railing and grabbed it, and when I jumped up to show it to the TV cameras, yeah, I forgot about that railing. So sort of a bittersweet moment. My head is throbbing, but I'm holding up the ball triumphantly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably have watched television and seen some incredible catches by the fans. I saw one recently, the guy holding his baby in one hand, reached up with his right hand and caught the ball in the air. When did you start to take this seriously?
I'd like to think that I always took it seriously. I just didn't know what I was doing. And when you're 6, you can't exactly go to baseball games on your own. But when I was 14, my parents gave me permission to ride the subway to Mets and Yankee games on my own. I've always lived in New York City, and I'd been riding the subway for a couple years to school on my own, so it wasn't that big of a leap. So I went to about 80 baseball games in 92, and the first time that I realized that there was somewhat of a science behind this and that I could really outsmart people, I asked a player on the Atlanta Braves for a baseball while I was wearing Mets gear. And that player was David Justice, and as he was about to throw me the ball, he stopped and said, "Well, I'm not going to throw you a ball if you're wearing a Mets jacket." And I thought, man, I am dumb. And so the next day I took off the Mets gear and I dressed neutrally, and he did not recognize me. He tossed me the ball, and I realized, you know, I could take it a step further and start wearing hats of the visiting teams when they come into town. So there's really a lot of strategies for catching baseballs.
And that's where I was going to next. You obviously have developed this over the years, but how has that strategy changed as we have new stadiums and we have different players and the ball has changed a little bit as well? Tell me a little bit about that.
There's a lot more players that throw baseballs into the crowd now than 20 or 40 years ago. So a great way to get a baseball is to show up early for batting practice. Most ballparks open about 2 hours early, give or take. And if you ask the players for a baseball, especially if you're wearing a hat of the visiting team, or if it's a foreign guy, a Japanese guy, and you say, Choto, booro nagete kudasai. Well, that just means, please give me the ball in Japanese. So there's all these ways that you can sort of get inside the players' heads. So focusing on getting a thrown ball is sort of a new strategy in the last decade or two, whereas you couldn't do that back in the day. Old stadiums had a lot of dead space. They weren't designed as meticulously. So the new ballparks, there's not as much room to run a lot of the time. So it's actually harder to catch home runs. Baseball's more popular than ever, so the crowds are bigger. You know, of course, there are some stadiums where that's not the case. But in some ways it's easier, in some ways it's tougher, and that's part of what I enjoy is this hobby doesn't get old. There's always new ballparks, new players, new situations, new milestones to try to catch, you know, someone's first major league home run or someone's 500th. So it never gets dull.
And you've caught some interesting people, a couple rookie players hitting their first home run. Tell everybody who those players were.
Well, the biggest one is Mike Trout. I caught his first home run in Baltimore in 2011. But just a few days ago at Yankee Stadium, I actually snagged two home runs during a single game. And the first one was Didi Gregorius's first major league home run. And then in the ninth inning, I caught a game-tying home run off the bat of Francisco Cervelli. So all three of the first career home runs that I've caught, I've given all of those back to the players, and I have not asked for a single thing except to just be the person that gets to hand it to him myself.
That's fair. That's very thoughtful of you, because a lot of people would keep it or they'd hold up the athlete or the ball club for something in return. Now, you mentioned 6,500 baseballs. They're not all home runs, are they?
No. To be fair, I have snagged most of my baseballs during batting practice and other warm-up sessions. 29 game home run balls. I think 153 foul balls during games. You know, I'm nerdy enough to have all this stuff on my computer, but not nerdy enough to have it memorized. But yeah, so I definitely do get a bunch during the game as well.
Have your parents gotten to the point that they're really concerned about you now, Zach?
Yeah, they're pretty much. My mom wants the balls out there. They're at her place. You know, I have my own place, but she just recently made me move them down to a basement storage locker. So sad. It breaks my heart.
Do you do anything to make sure you know whose ball is from whom?
Yeah, you know, I'll mark the ball if it's a very special one to me. I'll write the actual number on it for, you know, corresponding to what number it is in my collection. And then I keep a separate list of details on my computer. I've given away more baseballs than I can count to little kids at games. There's this perception that guys like me who go to games and catch balls, you know, there's a wake of crying children, you know, because of what I do. But that's not the case at all. I mean, I raise money for a children's baseball charity, Pitch In for Baseball. Big Sunflower Seeds is helping me out this year with that. And I give a lot of balls away. So it's really, while I'm out there running around having fun, I try to, you know, not be a total jerk in the process and try to help out some other people.
Tell me a little bit about the other strategies, because each ballpark, particularly the new ones, have those little nuances you talked about. I mean, take me through a ball game and what you're doing.
I try to arrive at least half an hour before the stadium opens, sometimes an hour, so that I can be first online when the gates open and I can run in. Some stadiums, the ushers and security guards will pick up the baseballs that land in the empty seats before the fans get in, and they'll either keep them, which they're probably not supposed to do, or they'll throw them back on the field. At some stadiums, they don't even bother collecting those balls. So there have been times when I've found half a dozen balls just by being the first one to run in and scour the outfield seats. Then I try to position myself on whatever side of the stadium either is better according to the architectural layout, meaning like if left field has an overhang over the lower level and I know that any deep home run, I can't run back and catch it because it's going to go upstairs, maybe that's not the best place, so I might prefer to hang out in right field. Or if there's a lot of right-handed batters up, I know that they'll be pulling balls to left field, so I might hang out there. So I'm running for home run balls, repositioning myself. I also own a hat and a shirt of all 30 major league teams, and I usually wear the visiting team's gear when they're on the field. So I go for toss-ups as well as batted balls. After batting practice, which usually ends about 45 minutes before game time, I try to get over to the dugout, catch the players and coaches coming in. Then there's a little dead time. That's when I use the bathroom, grab a bite to eat, get back down for maybe a pregame toss-up. And then when the game starts, depending on the stadium, I'm either going for a home run or a foul ball, maybe playing the dugout for a toss-up in between innings. Even after the game, there are opportunities. The home plate umpire has a whole pouch of baseballs. He's going to walk off the field with them. So every stadium, the umps exit in a different spot. You got to find out where that spot is, try to be there, ask them nicely. Guys walk in from the bullpen after games. Sometimes they have a ball. So there's like 5 hours worth of opportunities to catch balls. It's really fun, and I average about 8 balls a game.
What have you found as far as the demeanor of fans today? Because you've been doing this for a while now, and we've seen the wild scrambles out. What are the dangerous situations you try to stay away from?
Yankee Stadium. I feel like the attitude of the fans really does change a lot from city to city. A place with a non-competitive team in a smallish market, the fans are very laid back. I mean, you go to Kansas City or even Cincinnati is a very good team, but they don't have a lot of fans there right now. That may hopefully increase over time. But the smaller markets, people are more laid back. You go to places like New York, Boston, even San Francisco, the fans are ravenous. So in addition to that, if there's a record-setting baseball that's about to be hit, you know, when Derek Jeter was going for his 3,000th career hit, I was there at Yankee Stadium. And other cases where a guy's going for a milestone home run, I mean, people really will do whatever it takes to catch that ball. So I try to avoid being at the bottom of the pile, but I'm not going to stay home in fear of getting hurt. Unless you live, you know, on Waveland Avenue behind Wrigley Field, you can't catch a ball when you're watching it on TV in your living room.
Tell me about Barry Bonds' 724th home run, which you caught.
I did catch that one on the fly, 2006 at Petco Park. Just taking a trip, visiting a friend, hitting up some Padres games, and, you know, I knew the Giants were going to be there, and I wanted to catch a Bonds home run, and I did. You know, a lot of people think that I'm the luckiest guy ever, and how do I always catch a home run? Well, people only notice the ones that I do catch. You know, I caught those two home runs at Yankee Stadium recently, and then everybody was talking about that, but that was my, I think, eighth game of the year. I didn't catch a home run in the first seven, so, you know, you just have to consider that.
Now, I know that there are people listening all over the country and all over the world, and the one question they're going to have in their mind that they want me to ask you is, do you have a life and do you have a job?
Yes and yes. You know, I'm not a virgin either. You know, it's amazing. I'm breaking all kinds of stereotypes. The whole what do you do question is one of those things that takes me 5 minutes to answer if I'm just at some random party and someone comes up. But the really quick version is I've written 3 baseball books. You know, I'm earning royalties on one of those. I've written for minorleaguebaseball.com for 3 years. I run a business called Watch with Zach, where I take people to games and guarantee that they'll get at least one ball or they get a full refund. My family also owns a big antiquarian bookstore in New York City called Argosy, which my grandfather started in the 1920s. So I put a lot of hours in there, especially in the off season. Just mix and match and try to keep it fun and interesting.
You were 21 years old, and is the book still in print, the one that was How to Snag Major League Baseballs?
That one is not in print, and that's a good thing because it's a terrible book. I'll admit it. Now that I've admitted that, I'm allowed to say that my other two books, Watching Baseball Smarter and The Baseball, are much better. The book called The Baseball has a huge section at the end called How to Snag Major League Baseballs. And in fact, that part of the book is longer than my entire first book, and it's about 100 times better. So if people want advice on how to catch balls, they can check out my blog. Just do a search for Baseball Collector. You'll find me, and check out the new book. And also BiggsBaseballAdventure.com is tracking all my adventures this season with Biggs. They're sending me to all these stadiums and challenging me to snag baseballs for charity.
We've got about 20 seconds left. What's your most favorite memory as far as baseball to this point in your life?
Probably catching the last home run that the New York Mets ever hit at Shea Stadium, because that was like my second home. I grew up there. Carlos Beltran, September 28th, 2008. That ball just didn't represent a player. It represents like a city and an entire organization. That was amazing.
I think it's been – I knew this was going to be special and it was going to be fun. Keep yourself safe. Good luck. You're in San Francisco getting ready for the game with Arizona and the San Francisco Giants, and you are welcome back here anytime. So anytime you come through town, come on back in. We'll do some more.
We're on. Thank you. Great to be here.
Look for him, Zach Happel, baseball record-setting ball catcher, and he has set the record. He has more than 6,500 baseballs. We continue across the country and around the world on America's Sports Talk Show.